In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Over our lifetime, we certainly have been, I guess to put it in the Lutheran context, hurt in many and various ways by what people have said, and certainly by their actions. We've been hurt. I don't know how many times, but maybe once is enough. I mean, I know that sometimes people are married or even criticized by their parents for the lack of parenting skills, kind of like, whoa, where are they getting this? And your friends gossip about you. And then you finally hear about this. Why did they say these things? And then sometimes in families, members of families are sort of put out. They're sort of cast out. Because maybe they haven't lived up to the family expectations. Maybe they just don't seem to fit in with everybody else in our family, so they kind of get the message and they leave. These wounds, these hurts, they can leave all kinds of feelings of bitterness, of anger, of vengeance. And there's the old Adam that wants you to hold on to these everlasting grudges. And then, of course, strike back. Let's get them. I mean, we've all heard this said, perhaps, and I suspect, of course, nobody in here has ever said these things. You know, it's kind of like, hey, it's payback time. You know, what goes around comes around. I mean, they're going to finally get, as I have heard it said, being from South St. Louis, their comeuppance. And then, of course, we tend to like to give to certain friends that have been pounced on, hurt, maybe even ourselves, some unforgiving advice. Well, don't worry. Don't worry about what's happened to you. You know, come on, Bob, they're going to get what's coming to them. They're going to get what's coming to them. Jacob has died and buried in the cave of the field of Machpelah, in the land of Canaan. And when Joseph's brother saw that Jacob was dead, they feared Joseph's retribution for the evil that they had done to him. They feared that, of course, this would be payback time. He's going to get us. He's going to kind of lay us out. So they sent one amongst them to share some final words that their father had given to them before he died. Joseph, Dad gave us these words before he died. He said, "Say to Joseph, please forgive them for the evil that your brothers have done to you and their sin. And now forgive the sin of your servants of the God of your father." When we are wronged, physically hurt, mentally hurt, or maybe even have our Christian witness trampled on us by our friends. You know, let's face it, forgiveness can be really hard to come by. Really hard to come by. And sometimes it might take days, months, years, but God doesn't give up. When you're hurt by someone that you love, that you trust, whether it's lie, betrayal, rejection, insult, these hurts can be extremely difficult to get over. And even some of the smallest conflicts in our lives can just grow and become huge. Weigh us down. Why are these people doing this to us, to me? And so there's Satan, tempting us to our sinful flesh. Strike back. Let's get him. Let's show them who's boss. Let those who have hurt us, let's get them what they deserve. So we then kind of gossip and we sort of want to give them the cold shoulder, and we'll find other ways to get back at them. Even though people say to you, well, come on, Weiss, you've heard it say, you know, forgive and forget. And yeah, I've heard that. And well, that's easy to say for you. But come on. Look at what they've done to me. And so we fall into Satan's traps. We're going to be the judge. We're going to be the jury. We're going to kind of lay the traps and find some way to get back at him. And even if we're the one who has perpetrated the evil, and most of the time it's the people closest to us, and we're sure and certain, if we've done something to somebody, they're not going to listen to us. I mean, come on. I mean, what we've done, we can see that if we approach them, they're never going to forgive us. I mean, come on, look at what I've said. Look at what I've done. Besides, I mean, I'm getting some pretty good advice. They say, time is on my side, time heals all wounds, it's water under the bridge, just give me some time and things are going to be fine, they're going to forget. Yeah, right. Joseph's brothers came to him and fell down in front of Joseph, saying, behold, we are your servants. Joseph spoke to his brothers from his contrite heart to their contrite heart. Do not fear, for am I in the place of God? Hey, brothers, I am not in a position, lest you and I forget, to interfere of my own accord with the purposes of God. Yes, you did evil to me, but God had it in mind for good, as you can see, that many may be kept alive. Forgiveness of sins is always followed by action. And so Joseph, what does he do? He takes in his brothers, their family, and he takes care of them. He comforts them. He reassures them. Healing in body and soul. For those who have hurt you and for those whom you have hurt, begins with repentance and faith. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us. Jesus didn't lay us out for our sins in his word and say, it's right there. I'm going to get back at those people. I'm going to get back at Adam and Eve. I'm going to get back at all the sins that they have committed. I'm going to lay them out for the transgressions, for denying me, for betraying me, for all the things that they have set before them as idols. No, he didn't lay us out, but laid himself out on the dead tree for our sins, for our guilt, for our punishment, so that we are alive in Christ and dead to sin. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who have been called according to this purpose. What goes around doesn't come around. By his grace, it has been stopped at the cross. Yes, it was payback time. But Jesus took the payback for us, our transgressions. Jesus finally got, as he knew, what was coming to him in our place. He received what was coming to us. What we deserved. Nothing but damnation. Eternal death. I guess there's all kinds of lessons here. But having been in the parish and serving God here at Concordia Seminary and working with my colleagues, students, and staff, in God's kingdom of grace, there is never payback time for those who have sinned against me or for those whom I have sinned against, and likewise for you. But there is only forgiveness time. Amen.